Here with us today in the Pulse studio are Amrei Krings and Maren Haferkamp, the co-founders of an organization called MAWA. What is MAWA all about?
Well, MAWA is we're an organization in Germany. We just founded ourselves last year in 2012. And what we're planning is a project, a workshop for prostitutes, for sex workers in Kenya. The method we're going to use is dance to empower the women, to empower the sex workers.
Why did this topic touch your heart? How did you get into contact with these women in the first place?
I wrote my master thesis in Kenya, so I lived there for like 3 months. And once I returned like to Germany, I just missed this place so much. So I went back to Kenya, and that's when I got to know Catherine Wanyoi. She's the leader of our partner organization, Life Bloom Services International. And with her, we sat together and we just kind of started talking. And that's how the whole idea of the project came up. From then, I went back to Germany and I was kind of just caught with this idea. And that's when we started the organization. That's when we decided we're going to do this workshop and start organizing and fundraising here in Germany to make it happen there in Kenya.
And how did Maren come on board?
Well, Amrei and me, we met at DIID. Both of us were very passionate about Kenya because I had some personal connections with Kenya. I've always wanted to do something that has an impact. So when Amrei talked to me and told me about her idea, I was immediately absolutely all for it.
And Amrei, I'm interested in the idea of dancing and how you can help people through dance.
I can say I experienced it myself. Like, I was a very shy girl. My mom, she brought me to dance class, and that's where I gained a lot more self-confidence. Like, it's been proven before with other projects as well. Like, there's a choreographer, his name is Royston Maldum, and he did this project where this movie, Rhythm Is It, is talking about it. And that's pretty much the method that we use. It shows that dance can actually give people more self-confidence and allows them to stand up. It sort of brings people together as well. Like, that's another approach we have with this project. It's on the one hand, it's empowering the women, but on the other hand, empowering them as well through gaining more contact with the community again and reducing stigma.
Can you tell us a bit more about why there are so many women in prostitution in that particular region?
Well, the workshop takes place in Naivasha. Naivasha is about 1 hour from Nairobi. It's in the Rift Valley, close to a lake called Lake Naivasha. And around this lake, there are many, many flower farms. And through the whole trade of flowers and the truckers driving through the town, there was a huge demand for prostitutes. And that's how it all developed.
The dance project is 4 weeks long. What changes do you expect to see in the women taking part over that period?
Well, we hope to see that the women are going to be like gain a lot more self-confidence. The workshop is going to contain several elements at the same time, which is where dance is the major element, but we also have elements in self-defense training, sort of. So we want the women to become more assured of the work that they do, to feel more secure in the environment that they're in.
So the first four-week workshop is taking place in August 2013. Yes. But as you've already mentioned, you have big plans for after that workshop. Now, are you planning on going back? Is that going to be another four-week workshop?
Yes, exactly. We plan to have a yearly workshop. We plan to have a big performance in August at the Rift Valley Festival together with the women. Ideally, this would take place every year. So we plan, if everything goes well this year, to have this yearly event. And during the course of the year, the women will coach themselves.
Now, you haven't had the four-week dance event yet.
Yes.
However, you've been hard at work for many months in organizing this MAWA project. What kind of impact has it had on you? Now, Maren, you mentioned before you wanted to have an impact, but doing a project like this has got to have an impact on you as well.
First of all, it keeps you busy a lot. Like, you're constantly just trying to organize things, getting in touch with people and trying to write texts for a flyer for a website or something. For me personally, I just learned a lot. All of a sudden, I was able to visit all these seminars on project management, on fundraising, on PR work. I got to know how to build up a website, how to update a website.
Hmm. What about you, Maren?
Well, for example, I got to know new hidden kind of talents in myself.
And what's your hidden talent?
Well, maybe it's not that hidden, but I'm very affected with the new media. I was all over this Facebook and website, and I really like it to build this up and to see how it's growing and how people are reacting.
And well, speaking of new media, where can Pulse listeners find more about MAWA on the web?
On the Facebook page, mm-hmm. MAWA Dance. And then we have our website, mawadance.org.
We'll be sure to check that out. Thank you two so much for joining us in the Pulse studio. We wish you all the best for the preparations over the next few months. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.